Bill Shore insists his latest book is not an aggressive self-help publication, even though the title might suggest otherwise. It's called The Light of Conscience: How a Simple Act Can Change Your Life. Instead, he says, it's meant to nudge readers to consider the idea that their action or inaction can have a profound and lasting effect. Shore's own life supports his theory. He began in politics working for Senators Robert Kerry and Gary Hart. 20 years ago, inspired by a news report about famine in Ethiopia, he founded the anti-hunger organization Share Our Strength. His latest book looks at individuals who are agents of change, ranging from Catholic activists, Dorothy Day or the Berrigan brothers, to parents who refuse to accept substandard schools. All, he says, prove that conscience is a powerful tool if heeded.
I think of it probably mostly in the terms that the Quakers think of it, as listening to what they call that still small voice within, because I think all of us have an inner voice. Sometimes it takes a lot of work to get quiet enough to listen to it. And sometimes when we do listen to it, we may not like what it says, but kind of cultivating that, and I think aligning your actions with it can lead to a very different life than otherwise. And, you know, I know from my own children that my children always knew the difference between right and wrong, but they couldn't see the consequences of making the right choice, of not listening to that voice. And that's what I think as a parent you try and instill in children.
One of the stories that I thought was really striking was that of Pee-wee Reese.
Yes, I love this story because everybody knows the story of Jackie Robinson integrating baseball. But one of the lesser-known aspects of it is on one of the days when the abuse was at its absolute worst, which he suffered quite a bit of in his first season, his own teammates not wanting to speak to him, the other team opposing players trying to spike him or spit at him, the fans being almost unimaginably vulgar, at least in today's standards. He was playing in Cincinnati one afternoon, and as I say, the abuse was at its worst, Pee-wee Reese walked over from shortstop and just put his arm on his shoulder and gave him a pat on the back. And everything changed in that moment. The stadium just hushed. The teammates of Jackie Robinson came out from the dugout for the first time and shook his hand. Play was actually interrupted. And the reason I like this story is that Pee-wee Reese was not a civil rights activist. He was a Southerner. He was from Kentucky. He was white, and he was pretty little, given his name, Pee-wee. But he just felt that, you know, in this moment, this was the right thing to do, and it had a huge impact, and it, in fact, eased a lot of the rest of Jackie Robinson's transition into the major leagues. And I think the reason that people hushed was that people saw that, and I think everybody realized, gosh, I could have done the same thing.
You've dedicated most of your life to public service, either working in government or later in charitable or philanthropic organizations, and you write and lecture quite a bit. But is it difficult in some ways to write about issues of morality without appearing that you're wagging your finger in some way at society?
Well, yeah, I think you have to be very careful in doing that, because I don't consider, you know, myself any more moral than anybody else. I do think there are ways to think about morality, not in the sense of always being good or perfect or flawless, but again, always at least owning up to who you really are.
There are several examples that you give how Dorothy Day inspired in some way the Berrigan brothers, that conscience,
yes,
sort of lives on and inspires people.
It really does, and you even see it today. Martin Luther King, of course, studied Gandhi. And Gandhi studied Tolstoy, who wrote about civil disobedience and man's power in society. So I really do think there's a connectedness. So many of these acts of conscience are related to, and I think derive their power from, the notion that sometimes when you feel most alone is actually when you're having the greatest impact. And I think people look at that, they see somebody standing alone, and they start to realize their courage, their commitment, their bravery. And it has an impact on the observers as well. And I think that's, you know, to kind of take this back to where we started talking about children, one of the most important things you can try and help children understand in a world that buffets them around with consumerism and commercialism and all kinds of scary influences is not to always run with the crowd, but that sometimes by standing alone you can be having the greatest impact. And that was true of Pee-wee Reese, and it was true of, you know, Gandhi and Martin Luther King, all of whom both integrated and embodied that message.
Bill, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bill Shore is the author of The Light of Conscience, How a Simple Act Can Change Your Life. He's also the director of Share Our Strength, an organization that fights hunger in America.